This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed. Ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da.
I wasn't looking. All the colors were gray. It's hard to notice when you're out in the rain. All of a sudden, the colors are starting to change. You brought the light. Now the darkness is gone. The search is over. Now I know you are the
segment is Reflections, written by Ebenezer Quay and presented by Julian Amo.
You can still be their comforter when they feel you need their comfort. You can still help them when all others see you to be the damn helpless. You can still be their chair, even as they see you in deeper grief and tears. You can still dance to the morning tune, though there be reasons for mourning. You can still stand to be their hope when all signs point to hopelessness. You can still be the face of faith for the faithless as they see your troubles loom. You can still be depended upon when you've nothing, and that's true independence. You can still hold on to that little wood of faith, though the storm whines and spins. You can still be kind to them, though they meet you with meanness and fierce hate. You can still be good, even though bad circumstances try to efface your existence. Written by Emmanuel Coy.
Thank you. listener, we welcome you once again to our daily devotional series. I'm your host, Blessed Ano, and with me here is our regular guest this week, Pastor
Solomon Appiah.
Pastor, you're welcome.
Thank you, brother.
We thank the Lord so much for giving us life and the opportunity to go through His Word once more, to acquit ourselves with the blessings He has in store for us. Pastor, before we go through our lesson today, the last enemy and our key test is taken from 1 Corinthians 15:54. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true: death has been swallowed up in victory. Today, we are looking at the last enemy. The last enemy. Pastor, who is this enemy?
The last enemy is death.
Death? Wow. So what do we have to say about this? Because if death is the last enemy, does it mean if I die, that is the end?
I hear this account proverb that says that a chicken suffers for death. Akuko bremo uo. It means that no matter how you nourish the chicken,
sure,
whatever it does, however fat it grows, one day it will end up in the
in the pot.
In the pot.
That is it.
And when the chicken ends up in the pot, it means that is the end.
Sure.
But that is not so with us human beings, especially everybody who has come to believe in God. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if you read the whole verse, that the last enemy to be destroyed is going to be death itself. So that we will be able to say that death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your power? We have been victorious over you. And so the last enemy that will be destroyed is death. And when we talk about death being overcome, being destroyed, it means that there is hope even beyond the grave. When people die, they are put into the grave. There is hope even beyond that grave, because there is a resurrection that is going to take place at the coming of Jesus.
Do I live after I've been placed in the grave? Do I live again? Because if I die, I'm put in the casket and I'm buried. Do I live anywhere again till the hope you're talking about comes in?
The Bible tells us that if a man dies, would he live again? No. When we die, in fact, you see, the doctrine about death, actually, if we understand how God created us, then we would understand death very well. The Bible says that when God created, according to Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, when God created, He took the clay, formed the body, and then He breathed Himself. And so man is made up essentially of two elements: the dust of the ground and the breath of God. And so man became a living soul. Every human being is made of these two elements. Okay. Now, at death, death is just the reversal of this creation. It's just the reversal of this creation. So at death, there is a separation between the dust and the breath of God. And then Ecclesiastes will tell us that the breath goes back to the one who gave it. The dust goes back to the ground where it came from. That is it. But now, if you die, you do not live anywhere else. The Bible tells us when Lazarus died, Jesus told them that our friend is asleep. Now, death in the Bible is compared to sleep. So the dead person does not live anywhere. His soul does not go anywhere else. He is in the grave resting until the second coming of Jesus, when the body, of course, it will be transformed at that point. And then the breath, which went back to God, will be rejoined. They will be reunited. And then he becomes a living soul again.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Dear listener, we thank God for His mercies and for His grace as we've studied today's lesson, the last enemy, the last enemy. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 23 to 26, 1 Corinthians 15, 23 to 26, it draws our attention to the point that, but each in his own turn, Christ, the first fruits, then when he comes, those who are belonged to him, then the end will come. When the hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he has destroyed all dominion, authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Pastor, your last words as we draw the curtains on today's lesson.
These are very comforting words. Verse 26 is very comforting. It says that the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Now, I don't know who is listening, but every one of us has lost a loved one, a dear one, to death before. And when death occurs, when death strikes in the family, in the home, we know how painful it is because it gets to us. We don't want to be parted. We don't want to be separated with our loved ones. But death, which is inevitable to us as mortals, comes and it causes so much pain. But here, the Bible is assuring us that the last enemy that will be destroyed is death. Now, Christ is the one who will reign. Now, we know that our Christ, when he died, he resurrected. They can't say, "Okwachi kwase obema untuma." What it means is that if Jesus has resurrected from the dead and he tells you that I'll give you life even if you die, then it means that he's able to do that. No other person, no other religious leader is able to do this. That is why Christians are a people of hope. It does not matter what difficulties you are going through, because you have faith in Jesus, because you believe in him and you have made him your Lord and your Savior. Even if death, Romans 8 tells us that death should not be able to, cannot be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Death cannot separate us. Maybe you are not a Christian. Your faith is in another person. You do not believe that Christ Jesus is the only Savior in this world. He is the only one who died and resurrected, and he is able to give us hope beyond the grave. If you do not believe in Jesus, I invite you today that begin to make that conscious effort. Decide to believe in Jesus and then find your faith grounded in Jesus Christ.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Dear listener, I hope you were enlightened in the Word of God today, our last enemy. You might be going through some difficulties, some challenges here or there, family issues, work issues, social life, and so many other things. But amidst all these, God is faithful to keep you to the end. I can hear Jesus Christ saying clear and loud to me this morning that, "Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life." I'm re-echoing these words to you, dear listener, that be faithful in all your situations, be faithful in all things, and at the end, God will give you a crown of life, because in him is our victory. Dear listener, stay blessed. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus. Hear, oh, hear us when we pray.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address, Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kilohertz. Thank you. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus. Hear, oh, hear.
out.
And the waves were high. The man was walking on the water, but something was
holding me back, holding me back.
Something was
holding me back, holding me back.
Midst of darkness, we could barely see. A paralyzing fear was falling over me. It was
holding me back, holding me back.
Something was
holding me back, holding me back.
He said,
come out to me.
Step out in faith.
Step out in faith and see.
No, he said,
come on out to me.
Step out in faith.
Step out in faith and see.
Closer, I released my fear. I knew that close to him was safer than I was right here. Nothing's
holding me back, holding me back.
Nothing will be
holding me back, holding me back.
Stepped in the water with my eyes on him, but I focused on the waves and the raging wind is starting.
Holding me back, holding me back.
All of it was
holding me back, holding me back.
He said,
come out to me.
Is the moment of truth.
Watching for you and for me.
Dear listener, you are once again welcome to the Moment of Truth program is commencing. Most of us, we think God has left us in our struggles, in our troubles, and we are facing a lot of challenges in the world, and we continue to ask, is God on our side? Today, God is going to speak to you, and you will get to know that, yes, indeed, He is on your side. Let us have a word of prayer. Father Divine, we thank you for a moment like this to share your word. Help us gain the understanding, and help us know that, yes, indeed, you are with us, and you are with us forever. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Today, our message that we are going to share, how to get to know that, yes, indeed, God is on our side, and God is ours forever. It's entitled, God will never or will not forsake you. God will not forsake you. Our memory verse is taken from Isaiah chapter 49 verse 14 to 16, and I read, but Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hand. Your walls are continually before me. Christ says, yes, indeed, a woman can forget the child
that she has given birth to. We ponder on things. Through life struggle, we think, yes, the Lord has forsaken us, our toils and our difficulties, being family matters, educational matters, a whole lot of things. We think and we think and we think and we question God, our Lord, why have you forsaken me? But we don't get to know the reason why all these things are happening to us. God made up his mind to just forsake Israel for a little bit just because of their sins that they were committing. Just because of your sins, it might be that your prayers is not being answered. So this moment, I'll usher you to check within you. There might be a hidden sin that you need to what? Remove on your way before the Lord will get to know that, yes, he is really on your side. I have a story that links to this, that yes, indeed, a woman can forsake her child. One day, a woman gave birth and she had no one to take care of the family. Her husband is not around and she decided that even he is not having anything to feed on, how much more can she take care of the child she has given birth to? So she decided to go and put or dump her daughter or her son somewhere so that someone or an animal will come and take him, or the animal will come and take the child and destroy or whatever means happens to the child. He doesn't care. But here is the case that she met two gangs who were searching for human beings for rituals. Immediately they met the woman. The woman said, "Why are you mingling here throughout this bush?" That's the question the woman placed before them. And they also came up with a request that we are looking for human beings to kill for sacrifice. And they gave the woman an option to select between either herself or she deliver the child to them so that they can use for the sacrifice. And this woman, looking at the situation at hand, just left her child for them so that she would be free on her own. Yes, she left the child for them to slaughter her or him for their sacrifice. God, in this state, is telling you and I that, yes, amidst all our troubles, he is ever ready for us. For a mere moment, I have forsaken you, but with great mercies, I will gather you. God said this in Isaiah 54, verse 7, that he will not forsake us. Like this woman who did forsake her daughter or her son, God is trying to tell you and I that he is ever near us. He will not forsake us. He is ever than ever at the moment that we need him, and he's going to rescue us. Like the woman who was deeply moved and said, "Oh Lord, give her the living and let the baby stay." This account comes from 1 Kings, where King Solomon was trying to make sure that he will solve the issue between the two women, one having the son dead, the other having the other living. It came to the conclusion that the king, a wise king, would divide them into two. But the woman, one of them had compassionate for him and said, "No, don't do that." It's the same compassionate feeling love that God is having for you and I today. And he's telling us that, yes, amidst all our trouble, he is with us. Amidst everything that we are going through, the struggles and the difficulties that we are going through, he will never and ever forsake us. All we need to do is check our life. All we need to do is do the corrections and errors that need to be done in our life. And God, as he has promised us, he will never forsake us. We thank God not forsaking us. We thank God for helping us once again, for drawing himself closer to us, and we knowing that, yes, in every moment, he is with us.
Let us have a word of prayer.
Lord Almighty, we thank you for speaking to our hearts, for telling us that, yes, you are with us amidst all our troubles. Help us to abide in your constant love. This is a humble prayer.
Amen.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017. Or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.
Thank you.